Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll free, 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
722 on Cyber Monday. You never know what might happen. Like the phones are ringing this morning. Dr. Harb on the line. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. So what's on your mind, sir?
So anyway, so what we're seeing in our office as far as new COVID infections looks to be about 60% of the people that are getting the infections are probably unvaccinated, and about 40% have been vaccinated.
Okay.
We're definitely seeing people get new infections who have been vaccinated, but the people who have been vaccinated tend to get a more mild infection, and the people who are unvaccinated tend to get a more severe infection.
Right.
But they all seem to be doing pretty well, and I've noticed that the people who have natural immunity, mm-hmm. who have had the COVID virus before, you just don't see those people getting reinfected. I think the natural immunity is very robust, and I think our government and the world is really making a big mistake not looking at natural immunity
right.
as pretty much equivalent or better than vaccinations, to be honest with you.
Now, what are your thoughts on how long that natural immunity will last?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I've had patients who have had been infected about a year ago, mm-hmm. and I've checked their blood work for antibodies, and I've seen antibodies in patients with natural immunity after a year.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how high that antibody level is, because you can't really measure that very easily. But
right.
I think that it lasts a year, mm-hmm. roughly at least a year, perhaps more.
The problem
with this virus, like the Omicron, is, you know, the virus is mutating and evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on is the virus is evolving its spike proteins to become more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to be doing with vaccinations is all we're going to be doing is, you know, with Moderna and Pfizer's, is chasing an ever-changing virus by having to change the vaccination to address the new type of spike protein.
Right.
So it's going to be an endless chasing game, you know, that's the
right.
problem.
Natural
immunity is the best way, but no, I don't want people to get infected, of course,
right.
and I do
sure.
advise people to get vaccinated,
sure.
especially those at risk,
mm-hmm.
but I think natural immunity, if you get a real mild case and you have natural immunity, that's the strongest immunity you can have against the virus, I believe.
Do you think that COVID is going to end up being like the flu, and that it's going to just
yes.
constantly be changing?
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And one other thought I have is I think that there may be a better way to develop vaccinations. So with the flu, you know, with the flu every year, you vaccinate people with, you know, killed or inactivated viral particles, which have more proteins than just the spike protein.
Mm-hmm.
So right now with these mRNA shots, you're giving people mRNA, and it's having that your body makes spike proteins, and then your body makes antibodies against spike proteins.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only addressing one protein on that virus, and there's thousands of proteins on the virus.
Wow.
So with natural immunity, your body makes antibodies to all the thousands of proteins on the virus, and I think we could do better with vaccinations to make it more like a natural immunity kind of thing.
Hmm.
Okay. One other point I wanted to ask you. I heard over the weekend that natural immunity is 27 times better. I don't know where they got that number, but you said it's robust. So knowing that there are thousands of these proteins out there, it sounds like natural immunity has a better chance of fighting multiple proteins. Would that be a correct assumption there?
Correct. If you have natural immunity, your body's making antibodies against all the viruses, or at least most of the viruses
right.
On the coronavirus. But with vaccines we've developed today, the mRNA vaccine,
mm-hmm.
you're only making antibodies against the spike protein. That's it. Not any other proteins on the virus.
One last question real quick, and then Janet will finish this up. When somebody
sure.
has a mild case of the virus because they got
yeah.
you know, the vaccine, do they still have that ability to build up some of those immunities, even though they got a mild case, they're still a little bit better off, maybe?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
In my view, definitely, yes.
So I just want to review this, just because I know how people listen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about natural immunity and how it is good. But
uh-huh.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're not saying don't get the the vaccine and take a risk on getting the COVID to build up your natural immunity. Or are
you? Correct. I'm saying, yes, I'm definitely advising people to get the vaccine, especially those who are older and at higher risk with chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we both know COVID can kill you.
Sure.
But having said that, and knowing that some people don't get vaccinated, and then just, you know, some people don't get vaccinated, a lot of people don't get vaccinated, and they can get COVID. And if they get a mild case of COVID or even a severe case of COVID and survive and have not been vaccinated, they then have natural immunity. But you also will get natural immunity if you have been vaccinated and get COVID.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So actually the best of all worlds is to get vaccinated as far as immunity, but I'm not advising this.
Right.
The best way for a person to have more full immunity mm-hmm. would be to be vaccinated and have a mild case of COVID.
Right.
Then you've got sort of the best of all worlds, but that's but of course I would not advise
but not risking.
Not to get vaccinated.
Sure.
Right.
Dr. Harb, we always appreciate you calling in and this is very helpful.
Yeah, it is, and we do appreciate you. We had our own little Monday.
Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye. Yeah, Medical Monday just kind of sideswiped us there. Dr. Harb,
thank you so much. Love it.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. You're listening to Janet and Mark.